They defended really strongly, showed a lot of enthusiasm for the parts of the game where we've probably lacked a little bit in certain weeks, and showed what they can do. We did the good stuff offensively again and backed it up with some solid defence, which is really pleasing.
Must have been very satisfied to see Wakefield nil at the end of the scoreline.
Yeah, we put a lot of time and effort into defence, and we haven't got the rewards from it, and we probably just needed to show a little bit more commitment to each other and a little bit more enthusiasm, and the boys certainly did that tonight.
Was there a feeling at any point in the game that you thought this was really a game where everyone was clicking?
Yeah, I thought that just the, when you're looking at the side, you see the blokes moving quickly and moving together and talking a lot, and I just felt pretty confident that we were going to have a good night, because it started so well and they were just moving and looking so good as a group.
And on a night where there was a bit more national exposure for the team, to see the London players producing such a terrific performance all round must be very heartening for you.
Yeah, it's important. It's important for the club, and you know, you don't always try and make things work out like they do, but for us to be on TV and then play that well and those guys score the tries, I think is probably fitting, really, because it's about time we've got some good coverage and some good stuff going on, and then players look showing up.
Did you have to get really tough with the team this week?
Not really. I mean, you know, they work hard anyway, and there was a lot of blokes in there that were disappointed in themselves. It didn't really need me to change too much of what I was doing or saying to them. It's the guys, you know, they win and lose games. It's really up to them. We just try and steer them in the right direction. They just turned up with a great attitude tonight, which was fantastic.
After the week you've had, Rob, though, performances like tonight could be major turning points, not just for the players, but for the whole club itself. Did you sense that this evening?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we've got to keep our feet on the ground. It's one great performance, and we've got another two games over the weekend, and we've got to make sure that we play well in those two games. So it's probably trying to get it with the right balance here, that, yeah, that's great, and we've got to make sure that we use that and use it as we go forward. But in a sense, it'll be frustrating if we don't use that going forward and use all the positives from tonight and take it to next week. So we've got to be really, really hard on ourselves to make sure that that's the standard now. Not nil every week, but certainly solid defensive performances to stop the opposition.
You did make a couple of changes, though. I think Luke, by his own admission, felt he wasn't at his best last Sunday, and yet he comes up and scores a length of the field try tonight.
Yeah, he's a great talent. He's a great talented player. He was disappointed, like you say, last week, and when I spoke to him this week and told him he wasn't going to be starting, he understood, because he knew he hadn't been good enough, and that's good. You know, it's good response for him, and good for him to go on there and score the try.
For you personally, Rob, was it a difficult week, or was it one where you just thought, get to Saturday, get the 2 points, answer the critics that way?
Yeah, the other stuff I can't really control. All I can do is get on the field, help the blokes train well, speak to them individually about what they need to do, and I know we've got the right sort of people, which I've said all the way through, so hopefully they showed a bit of that tonight.
The home form is terrific, and Catalan come here on Thursday off the back of a big win tonight against Widnes, but you've been a match for any side in the Super League at the Stoop this season.
Yeah, it looks like we softened them up, ready for Catalans, didn't we, Widnes? So, yeah, it'll be a good game. Catalans are a strong team, and we'll have to be at our best to stop their threats. They've scored 70 points this week, and they score a lot of points full stop, so we've got to make sure that we get our stuff right and defensively keep that sort of attitude